This is the Abhyakt Murli of the 3rd of August 2025, originally spoken on the 28th of March 2006. In the title, In Order to Liberate Souls from This World of Sorrow, Increase Doing Service with Your Mind, Become Complete and Perfect. Today, Bapdada, the master of all the treasures, is seeing his children everywhere who are full of all treasures. Bapdada has made every child a master of all the treasures. The bestower is only the one, and he has given everyone the same amount. He hasn't given less to some and more to others. Why? The father is the master of infinite treasures. The treasures are unlimited, and this is why every child is a master of these infinite treasures. Bapdada has given everyone the same amount of everything. However, out of those who have imbibed them, some have imbibed all the treasures, and some have imbibed them according to their capacity. Some are number one, and others are number wise. However many treasures each of you has imbibed, the intoxication of these is clearly visible on your face and in your eyes. For souls who are full of these treasures, it is seen on their faces and also their eyes, which are full of them. Just as you can tell from the behavior and face of a soul who has attained physical treasures, that he has attained those treasures, similarly, the intoxication and happiness of these imperishable treasures are clearly visible. The spiritual intoxication of being full makes you a carefree emperor. Where there is godly intoxication, there cannot be any worries. You become carefree emperors, the emperors of a land without sorrow. So all of you are carefree emperors who are full of godly treasures, are you not? You are emperors of the land without sorrow. Do you have any worries? Do you have any sorrow? You don't have any worries about what will happen or how it will happen. You are those who remain stable in the Trikaldashi stage, and you know that whatever happens will be good, and that whatever is still to happen will be even better. Why? You are the companions of the Almighty Authority Father. You constantly remain with him. Each one of you has the intoxication and pride that Bapdada stays constantly in your heart and that you remain constantly on the Father's heart throne. So you have such intoxication, do you not? You are seated on the heart throne. Therefore, even in your dreams, let alone in your thoughts, there cannot be the slightest wave or trace of sorrow. Why? You are full of all treasures, and anything that is full does not shake. So Bapdada was seeing the stage of completion of all the children everywhere. Bapdada checked each one's account of accumulation. You have received infinite treasures, but have you used the treasures by simply using them? Or have you also increased the treasures you have received by using them? What percentage is accumulated in each one's account? These treasures are not just for this present moment. These treasures are also going to go with you in the future. Only that which you have accumulated will go with you. So Baba was seeing the percentage. What did he see? All the children are doing service according to their yoga and capacity, but a difference is created in their accumulating the fruit of service. Baba saw a few children's accounts of accumulation. They do a lot of service, but the sign of accumulating the fruit of service is when the souls who are doing service claim 100% marks in thoughts, words, and actions. 100 marks in all three. They did service, but at the time of doing service, or even after doing service, if they are content with themselves in their minds, and also the souls whom they served, those who were their companions in doing service, and those who saw or heard the ones doing that service, if they were also content, you can then understand that they have accumulated the fruit. If there isn't contentment within yourself or in others, then the percentage that has been accumulated is reduced. You have already been told the accurate way to do service. If three things are done accurately in the right way, you accumulate. You have been told, 1, the consciousness of being an instrument, 2, the feelings of humility, 3, A, a pure nature, and B, pure words. Intention, consciousness, feelings, and nature, words. If even one aspect is less, if you have one thing and not the other two, or if you have two things and not the third one, then that weakness reduces the percentage that you accumulate. So check yourself in all four subjects, instrument, humility, pure nature, and pure words. Have I accumulated in my account in all four subjects? Why? Babdada has seen that of the four things that Baba spoke about, some children write a lot of service news about those four things, but in relation to that, their account of accumulation is less. Check every treasure. The treasure of this knowledge means, did I create every thought and perform every action while being knowledgeable? It was not ordinary, was it? Yoga means that the treasure store of all powers is full. So check the timetable of every day. Was the power that was needed according to the time available when it was ordered? A master almighty authority means a master. It should not be that when the time has passed, you continue to think about that power. The power is not able to emerge at the time when it is ordered. If you are not able to make a power function under your orders, how would you claim a right to the kingdom that is free from obstacles? How many treasures of the powers have you accumulated? Whatever you are able to use at the right time, that is accumulated. Are you continuing to check what you have accumulated? Babdada has deep love for all of you children. Babdada wants the account of accumulation of every child to be full. In Dharana too, the sign of Dharana is that every action of yours will be full of virtue. Whatever virtue is needed at any time, that will emerge and be visible on your face and in your behavior. If any virtue is lacking, for instance, if you need the virtue of easiness and simplicity or sweetness at the time of doing something, then if there is even the slightest force instead of easiness, simplicity, and sweetness in your words and actions, or if because of tiredness there isn't that sweetness, if the words are not sweet, if your face is not sweet, and you are serious, then that would not be called being full of virtue. No matter what the circumstances are, whatever your virtues are, let only those virtues emerge. Barbara is now telling you in short. Similarly, in service, the best sign of a server doing service is that he himself will remain constantly light. He will be seen as light and happy. The fruit of service is happiness. If while doing service your happiness disappears, that is not accumulated in your account of service. You did service and gave your time. You made effort, and so a little percentage would be accumulated. It would not go to waste. However, you will not accumulate as much of a percentage of it as you should. In the same way, the sign of this in terms of relationships and connections is the attainment of blessings. Whoever you come into contact with or have a relationship with, let the blessings emerge for you from their minds. Very good. Not externally, but from their hearts. Let blessings emerge from their hearts. And if you have attained their blessings, then to receive blessings is a very easy way to make effort. Don't give lectures. So, okay, your service with your minds is also not that powerful, and you don't know how to create new plans. It doesn't matter. The easiest way of all for making effort is to give blessings and receive blessings. Babdada reads the thoughts in the minds of many children. According to the time and their circumstances, some children say, "How can I give blessings to someone who has done something bad?" One feels anger towards that person, so how can one give blessings? Yes, anger has many children too. Okay, that person did something bad, and so he is bad, and you correctly understood that that one did something bad. It is good that you made a good judgment, and you understood him well. However, it is one thing to understand, and another to take into your heart whatever bad things the other one does and the bad situations. There is a difference between understanding it and taking it into yourself. If you are sensible, then would a sensible person keep bad things within himself? That person is bad, and you merged it in your heart. That is, you kept that bad thing in you and looked after it. It is one thing to understand it and something else to take it into you. It is good to be sensible. Be that, but do not take it into you. This one is like that anyway. That is taking it into you. To interact with others while having that perception is not an act of common sense. So Bhaktada checked this. Now time is not going to come close. You have to bring it close. Some ask, give us a little signal. How much longer will it take? 10 years, 20 years, how long will it take? So Bhaktada is asking you children a question. You ask the Father many questions. So today the Father is asking you a question. Who are the ones who will bring time close? It is in the drama. But who are the instruments? You have a song. If anyone has tried to prevent it, has anyone been able to stop the morning from coming? You have the song, do you not? So who will bring the morning? Those who are working on destruction are desperate to bring about destruction. But are those who are carrying out renewal just as ready? What would happen if the old world were to be destroyed and the new one is not yet ready? This is why Bhaktada has now adopted the form of the teacher in place of the form of the Father. You have been given homework, have you not? Who would give homework? A teacher. At the end, there is the part of the Satguru. So ask yourself, to what extent have you created your complete and perfect stage? Are you equal in both the stages of going beyond sound and coming into sound? Just as it is easy to come into sound whenever you want, in the same way, are you able to go beyond sound whenever and however you want? You can come into sound in a second. So do you have the practice of going beyond sound in a second? Physically, with your body, you are able to come and go wherever you want, whenever you want, are you not? Similarly, are you able to come and go wherever you want, whenever you want, with your mind and intellect? At the end, those who are successful in doing whatever they want, as they want, according to their orders, in a second, will receive pass marks. Scientists are also trying to do this. Anything should be easy, and let it take very little time. So is your stage like this? Have you reached the stage of minutes or seconds? Where have you reached? Just as a lighthouse and a mighthouse is able to spread its light in a second, as soon as you switch it on, in the same way, are you able to become a lighthouse and spread your light in a second? Your physical eyes are able to see far while you are sitting somewhere, are they not? You are able to cast your vision far, are you not? In the same way, are you able to sit somewhere and use your third eye to take others beyond with a glance? By being a bestower of blessings and a bestower of fortune? Are you checking yourself in all these things? Is your third eye so clean and clear? If there is the slightest weakness, and you have been told the reason for that in all things before, any limited attachment of I and mine. You were clearly told about the consciousness of I, and you were also given that homework. You have to finish two I's and keep one I. Did you all do this homework? Those who were successful in this homework, raise your hands. Were you successful? Bhagdada saw everyone. Have courage. Do not be afraid. It is good. You will then receive congratulations. There are very few. If you have done it, then raise your hands. Show their hands on the TV. Very few of you have raised your hands. What should we do now? All of you are amused with yourselves. Acha. The other homework was to renounce anger. That is easy, is it not? Who renounced anger? Who didn't get angry during all these days? Brackets, many raised their hands in this. There are a few more in this. Those who didn't become angry, those who live close to you will be asked about you. There are many. You didn't become angry. In your thoughts, in your mind, you didn't get angry? Okay. Nevertheless, congratulations. If you had anger in your mind, but did not get angry in words, then congratulations. Very good. So you can see for yourself, according to the result, whether the work of establishment, of making yourself full, and giving all souls the inheritance of liberation is completed. To make yourself an embodiment of liberation and life, and to enable all souls to claim their inheritance of liberation, this is the most elevated action of the souls who are carrying out the work of establishment. This is why Bhagdada is asking, are you going to reach the stage of being free from all bondages and being liberated in life at the confluence age? Or are you going to reach that stage in the golden age? Are you going to become complete at the confluence age? Or are you going to learn Raja Yoga there too? It is here that you have to become complete. It is here that you have to become perfect. The time of the confluence age is the biggest treasure of all. So has the morning been stopped from coming by anyone trying to stop it? Speak. So what does Bhagdada want? You children are the lamps of the Father's hopes. So check your account very well. Baba saw some children. They are very comfortable, masters of comfort. In brackets, carefree. Mujaram. Moving along in their own comfort. Whatever happens is good. Okay, let us enjoy ourselves now. Who is going to see the golden age? Who will know? In the account of accumulation, Baba saw some children who are such masters of comfort. Let us enjoy ourselves. They even tell others, what do you have to do now? Just enjoy yourself. Eat, drink, and be merry. Enjoy yourselves. Therefore, the Father also says, enjoy yourselves. If you are those who are going to settle for just a little, then be happy with just that much. The enjoyment of those perishable facilities is temporary. If you let go of the permanent enjoyment and want to have the enjoyment of temporary facilities, then what can Bhagdada say? He will give you a signal. What else could he do? What would you say to someone who goes to a mine of diamonds and becomes happy with only two diamonds? So don't be like that. Swing in the swing of the enjoyment of supersensuous joy. Swing in the swing of the pleasure of the imperishable attainments. Look at the drama. Even Maya's part is unique. At this time, such facilities that didn't exist previously have emerged. However, you also have in front of you the examples of those who made spiritual endeavor and did service without any of those facilities. Did any of those facilities exist then? Yet how much service took place? At least quality emerged. The original jewels became ready at least. Those facilities are attractive. It is not said to be wrong to use the facilities, but to forget your spiritual endeavor and just be occupied with the facilities, Bhagdada says that that is wrong. The facilities are not the basis of the flying stage in your life. Spiritual endeavor is the basis of that. What would the result be if you made facilities your support instead of the spiritual endeavor? The spiritual endeavor is imperishable. And so what would be the result? Bhagdada has received news of service, letters and letters of children's efforts and their love from everywhere. Bhagdada is pleased to hear the children's news filled with zeal and enthusiasm. We will do this and we will do that. Now repeatedly pay attention to the courage and zeal and enthusiasm that you have and put that into a practical form. These are the blessings from Bhagdada's heart for all of you. To you elevated souls everywhere who are to become full in their thoughts, words, actions, relationships and connections, to the Swadash and Chakradhari children who always look at themselves, to those who become conquerors of Maya with their determination and who reveal themselves to the Father, to the serviceable, knowledgeable, and successful children who reveal the Father to the world. Bhagdada's love and remembrance. Multi-million times blessings from the heart and namaste. Namaste. Blessing. May you be loved by Dilaram, the comforter of hearts, and claim a number one on the basis of having an honest and clean heart. The Father, the comforter of hearts, only loves the children who have honest hearts. Even if someone isn't worldly wise, but has an honest and clean heart, he will claim a number one. The Father gives you such big intellects that by knowing the Creator through them, you come to know the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and end of creation. So the numbers are based on having honest and clean hearts, not on the basis of service. Service done with a true heart makes an impact on hearts. Those who are brainy earn a name, whereas those with a heart earn blessings. Slogan: to have pure thoughts and good wishes for everyone is to give true upliftment. Abhyak signal. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. The rays of the sparkle, intoxication, and experience of the children who stay constantly merged in love and lost in love are so powerful that a problem approaching them is something so distant that no problem can even raise its eyes to look at the yogis. They do not have to make any type of effort. Om Shanti.